Psalm 145, Psalm 145, verse 9. I was given giving thanks and evangelism. Psalm 145, verse 9. We saw, blessed be our God who has blessed us in Christ, giving thanks before God, even when others say stop it. And as we become unthankful as Christians, often the lights go out in our souls. Our thinking becomes twisted, and we start being very negative toward everything, don't we? We're not supposed to do that during Thanksgiving season. Come on! Okay? So I'm glad you're here. The people who are nasty and humbug, they didn't show up today, did they? Okay. Well, we as His people gathered in this place tonight can rejoice, give thanks, and praise our glorious God, because it's because we've experienced His goodness, His mercy. And we see life differently because of His grace. We are so thankful. And we notice this in Psalm 145, verse 9. Look at it. It says, the Lord is good to who? Okay. And His tender mercies are over who? All His works. So who is the Lord good and merciful toward? To all, right? And Jesus told us about His Father's goodness in Matthew 5 when He says He makes His Son to rise on the evil and the what? Good. And sends His rain on who? The just and the unjust. So the guy who goes to church and, well, that atheist around the corner as well. God is good to all. How can this be? Well, because verse 8 says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. Folks, God doesn't send fire down upon your unsaved neighbor or the guy you really don't like at work. No, God is good and merciful, even to your enemies. Our God's graciousness, compassion, and mercy means He'll be good to all. This is the character of our God. Graciousness, compassionate, and merciful. So shouldn't we be extremely thankful that He is who He is, right? And it's because of who God is that we became His children in the first place. Because of God, we are who we are in Christ. We had nothing to do with it, actually. Because of who God is, Jesus came and was born in a stable. Because of who God is, Jesus lived among rebellious, horrible sinners, and He put up with them. Can you imagine Jesus Christ walking around and saying, I know what's in your heart. Mom, stop that. I know what you're thinking about Dad right now. Right? He actually put up with them all those years. You know, us, we would have been like slamming everybody. Because of who God is, Jesus healed, loved, and cared, and ministered to everyone who would listen. Because of who God is, Jesus made His way to the cross praying, your will be done. Because of who God is, the judgment, the payment of our sins was placed on Jesus, and it was executed by His Father, His very Father. Look back again at verse 9. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works, all your works. Shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. So we come and praise our great God because He's so good. And what has really struck me personally in the past couple of weeks is how His goodness we experience now, okay, it's actually only small in comparison what's going to be poured out upon us later. And so folks, we're only tasting of the glories now. It's just a taste. Ephesians 2:7 bears this out. It says that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Think about it. The ages to come. I mean, one day, for all eternity, this abundant grace and kindness is going to be lavished upon us. That's when we actually experience it. We're just getting a taste right now of it. It's really awesome to be in Christ. And this is why we, along with the psalmist, must give thanks, praise, and bless our God. Because He is good. His mercies are real. And so we can express from our hearts, look at Psalm 145, verse 10. When it says, all your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak. Who are the they? It's the saints. That's us. We shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and the glory of God. Glorious majesty of His kingdom. Did you hear what David just said? A little shift here. As he's praising God, David's words are actually focused outward, aren't they? They're outward here. This praise to God is not done in a closet. It's done on the streets. It's out in the open. The saints will not only bless God, but they will also speak, as verse 11 says, the glory of your kingdom. Talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts. What are we telling others in verse 12? What's it say? To make known what? His mighty acts. Well, what are the mighty acts that God has done to you, my friend? Let me give you a clue. It has nothing to do with your job, family, or possessions. What are the mighty acts God has done for you? Let me refer back to Ephesians 2 again. You hear of God's mighty acts. It says, and you he made alive, who were dead in trespass and sins. But God, who was rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. What are the mighty acts that God has done for you and for me who are saved? He made us born again. He poured out his abundant mercy and love, gracing us that we're even able to see. So we can boast in our great God because of what he has done. And this is why we can be like David and share what God has done in our lives with others, that they may know the mighty works of God in our lives can actually happen to them. So think about it. Isn't it awesome to know that God's grace is for our children and grandchildren? We say what? Amen. Let's say amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay. But it's also for family and friends, right? What about neighbors and coworkers? What about enemies? Even terrorists. We won't say amen to that, will we? I read last week about, because all the terrorism going on and so many Muslims are getting saved. It's amazing. God is doing, folks. Start putting your eyes on what God's doing. Because man is consumed with what they're doing. But God is also doing a great work. There are other people who were Muslim and now they're Christian because of all this destruction. Because God is awesome. He's really good at that. He's really good at doing that. Hey, this is why Saul, who later was named Paul, could share the gospel so freely. He hated those who loved Jesus, didn't he? He hated those people. But after he experienced God's grace, mercy, and love, well, it's now time to give the gospel to others, to share that with others. So the gospel this week is not just for your children. It's for your enemies. It's for your enemies. And that might be a neighbor. Because we, like Paul, were once God's enemies, may we never forget who we were and praise God for who we are now in Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for who you are and what you've done. And we pray that you would help us, Lord, as we seek to share your gospel because it's so precious to us. We praise you and glorify you for all truly you have done and all that you will do in our lives and the lives of those around us. And all God's people said, amen.